Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 405 for Wednesday, May 25th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were about $3 to $6 per ton stronger in early activity on Wednesday. The July contract was up $3 at $523, gathering spillover buying from Chicago Board of Trade soybeans. Chicago soybeans gained back ground Wednesday morning as concerns about crop loss in Argentina re-entered the market as the country heads into harvest. Commercial buying is strong, which also provided underlying support to canola. Malaysian palm oil closed mostly stronger overnight, while Chicago soy oil was higher in early activity, which is bullish for canola. However, yesterday's losses could cause traders to participate in technical selling, which would limit gains throughout the day. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all stronger. Soybeans were about 13 to 21 cents per bushel stronger on Wednesday, with the July contract at $10.76. Soybeans were tracking soy meal to the upside, which provided some support to the market. Gains in crude oil was another supportive feature, as it increases the likelihood that processors will blend higher amounts of biofuel. Fund activity and trader concerns about crop loss in Argentina continued to underpin the market. However, the market has been volatile in the past few sessions, which would cause traders to sit on the sidelines. Corn prices were about 2 to 4 cents per bushel stronger in early activity, with the July contract at $4.01, also supported by gains in crude oil prices, as corn is used in ethanol production. Spillover support from the soybean market also propped up prices on Wednesday. Corn is gathering strength from wet conditions in the eastern corn belt, which is slowing seeding. Slower planting could prompt some producers to switch acres to soybeans this year, which kept the corn market underpinned. Brazil's output is expected to be lower as dryness in the country during a key pollination phase has caused crop loss, which added to corn's gains. But the expectation for a bumper crop from Ukraine limited gains. For wheat, prices were unchanged to about $3 per bushel stronger in choppy trading, with the Chicago July contract at $4.64 as cold, wet weather in the U.S. is putting crops at risk. Without warm, dry weather, those crops could become diseased, which further supported the market. But heavy domestic and global stocks pressured the market and caused choppy back-and-forth trading in early activity. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, May 25th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.